to the Intermission Report. It's your boy, LaRock and Mike. We got Coach Jackson Boza and Sad Boy Zach Graham right across from me.
Sure.
Welcome to like number three, I think it is. Every Wednesday, don't forget it. In between our
meeting. What are we on right now? Are we on number three?
Yeah. That's right, lucky three. Anyway, I'd like to start these things off with like a little recap of like last week. So we had a great episode last week. Talked about a few things I could think you guys should really go check it out. I think our main bit was like fears or something that scarred us.
I think that my story was pretty fucking top tier.
Yeah,
like,
it was a good story.
Because I had a bad dream.
The most modest guy I know. You know?
I know.
You're just like super humble, and I just respect the fuck out of you for that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't ever congratulate myself on anything that I do.
You should.
So I'm glad you took this one time to do that. I think you deserve it.
Thank you. I think I deserve it too.
Damn, that's what we should have asked the fans. But instead, we asked the fans, which celebrity would you fade? And we talked about it on last week's pod. I mean, we all said who we wanted to fade. All right? And we wanted to know who our fans wanted to fade. So we have, like, a few. I screenshotted a few, actually. A lot of people responded to this one more than the last one we did.
Are we going to do it the same way that we did it on the last time we interacted with our fans? One by one? Or, like, who we know?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you know, most of them are frequent followers, I guess.
All right, go ahead and start off. First one, go all the way to the right.
To the right?
What page are we on?
First one, put it in, you fucking loser.
Hold on a second. I don't know how to word that Instagram.
Yeah. So,
this kid's an idiot. Like,
wait, where do you go, dude?
All that technology.
Go to our site or our account.
Yeah.
And then go to the heart button. And then click on the picture.
Whatever, just...
And then pull it up. Like that.
There it is.
God, hand me the phone.
Heart button.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry that I'm dealing with fucking immature kids over here.
Sorry, I'm so fucking old.
All right. Start from the right.
All right, I'll read for it.
All right.
Should we rename?
Let's just read the question. So we're going to pose the question again. For those of you guys who don't follow our page, you better follow our page or I'm going to kill you. Who is one celebrity you would fade? And the answers will be read. So now that we're going to read them, start it off. Ali Rock.
Are we name dropping?
Yeah, we always name drop.
Giacomo Morris one said Ali Rock.
And this is what upsetting me.
I'm a celebrity.
Are you a celebrity yet? And I don't know.
I believe I am. I have a following. Yeah.
Of two?
I think I have one fan page already made for me. So I'm on it.
I don't know. So then we have Chris Sean Lappin, been on the podcast.
So
big fan. He said 2020, and I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah. 2020 has been a famous year. Known for many things.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think our 2020 YouTube video will fucking go nuts. We're going to drop some.
That's when Twitch Deep started, so.
It's
the only good thing that happened in 2020.
But honestly,
Amen. Maybe Ali Rock loses Virginia. I don't know. Could be a great fucking year. A great year.
And you know, 20 is my number.
I'm right there. All right, read the next one.
Okay. This is a fellow podcast. Hardly Any Hesitation said, Ninja. And they wanted me to read the reasoning. Ninja's that gamer.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying, buddy.
I thought you meant all ninjas every
because
year.
Because our 12-year-old fucking listeners that listen to this, they didn't know
what it was.
They said, fuck Ninja and his colored hair. Soft as gamer boy.
I like how they put three eyes at it too. That's just the power of itself. Do you guys hate Ninja? I don't know. Like,
yeah, I do.
Okay, if you had to fuck Mary
jealous?
Kill,
fuck Mary kill.
You had to fuck Mary kill gamer right here. You ready, guys? Nick Merckx, Tfue, and Ninja. Who are you going with?
Dude,
we do start bench cutting some.
Oh well, that's
yeah.
We're gonna announce that.
But I was just
fucking someone in here.
So gamer wise, we start. Okay, go ahead. Cheerleader starting.
I didn't know who Vinci. You said Nick Smirk or something. That's my boy. I don't know.
Nick Merckx.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, so he's getting cut. Ninja's getting benched when Tfue's getting started.
Isn't like Tfue and Ninja both like confirmed racists?
I don't know. I don't follow up.
I'm pretty sure they said the hard R like once or twice.
Who's that? Merckx?
Nick Merckx.
I don't know either, but I'll start him, bro. I'll bench, what's his name, Ninja, just let him know, like, you're not fucking playing at all. You know? And I cut whoever that was.
Tfue?
Tfue?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to start with Nick Merckx. If you haven't listened to his interview with part of my take is actually a really good interview. He's actually a big football guy, and I can respect that.
Does part of my take pay you for every time you plug them? Because I feel like it's almost every
They should. That's my favorite. You fucking listen to, what's it called, religiously?
All the Smoke, but I don't talk about it every time.
I'm just saying that that's they're my inspiration on why I started the show. Anyways.
We're trying to beat them one day.
Jackson's trying to get a paycheck from her.
I know. Same.
As soon as they send him a letter,
paycheck wouldn't be fucking bad, if you ask me.
Sell out.
Anyways.
Trying to build a brand.
Listen to my reasoning on this.
Trying to build a brand here.
The fuck up, huh? So, I'm sorry, Nick Merckx, but he's a cool ass dude. He's like us, all right? I'm benching Ninja, and the reason being is, like, I'm going to pull a Matt Barnes, or I'm going to pull a Derek Fisher and fuck his wife.
Ninjas?
She died or something?
She's Deese. And then TFU, like, I don't know, he just, like, upsets me, you know what I mean? That's like, the only three gamers.
Ninja also cried when someone told him it's just a game. Like, come on.
Well, yeah, and then Ninja said some weird shit. Like, someone had missed a field goal last year, and he's like, I just don't understand how NFL kickers can miss a fucking field goal. It's their fucking job.
I don't understand how you don't win every Fortnite game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fucking idiot. Yeah. Yeah, but he's getting benched. Next one, Jesse Garcia, been on the podcast. He said Justin Bieber and Lil Pump.
I don't like how he characterized both of those two guys together.
No.
Why is that?
It's all Biebs.
I wouldn't be that Biebs right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, after recent, 2012, I was definitely for sure jealous of the Biebs, but now I think he's, he's pretty solid. And Lil Pump, I don't have a necessarily hate for him, but I don't have a love for him either.
I think Lil Pump is the kind of guy who'd come and bother you for no reason. That's why he wanted to beat him up. He's going to make him, I get it.
Next one is Peter Brasha, also been on the podcast. Great guy. He said Amanda Nunez. He spelled Nunez wrong.
She got mentioned as well earlier. We talked about girls hotter than Miley Cyrus.
And that was disrespectful. It was really disrespectful. But he said Amanda Nunez. That's a fight that he's not winning. I don't think any of us are winning. Like, we all charge at her. She's waxing all of us. That's a fight he's definitely not winning.
You can get halfway through the punch.
Up to this point, I think everyone can win their fight except Peter on this one. Amanda Nunez getting waxed.
Yep.
I think Beebs can fight.
Joey.
J-Sav.
In the fucking live studio audience. Right now. Live audience. Said Adam 22. And I feel like right now, since he's here, and now he's going to get a follow on the Instagram. Let's pass him the mic and tell us why you don't like Adam 22.
We're putting him on the spot here.
Come here, dude.
Joey, talk to us, because you're going to be on the podcast in a little bit, in a couple episodes to upcome, but you just don't like Adam 22, and I want to hear why you want his fate.
Bro, I don't think it's cool to go live with a girl sucking your dick.
Do you not like Jamal Murray?
He did that?
What? Like, we don't remember this?
Do you not like Jamal
Murray?
Was that
on purpose, though? Like, bro consciously went live with a girl sucking your dick.
We got
a million followers, man.
We do respect
kids
women on this
watch,
podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
Even though against...
What are you doing, though?
We've had, I guess, claims, and that sounds like we don't, but we for sure do respect women.
We do respect women, and I can understand that. I don't know. I don't really know too much about Adam 22. I think he has, like, tattoos on, like, his face.
That's why I said someone with all these face tattoos.
Yeah, I guess he's some...
How many kid followers do you have?
Yeah. Now,
he's a
fellow podcaster as well, right?
Yeah, and that's
no jumper.
I don't know, man. I'm okay. Yeah.
Be cloud chaser.
King's making his appearance on the
King's putting his nuts right on my fucking chest.
That's a good boy. Hey, come here. Come here.
If you guys could see this visual right now, you guys would. Right on the nuts.
If Jeremy could do his job, you could see this visual. But
Jeremy's not even listening right now. It's funny.
Next one. If you guys know these guys, Alex Hodge, Kyle Costello, we're on the last week's video.
Let me make sure we're following these kids.
Yeah, they balled out for my team. They got points. Both wanted to fade me, Eddie Rock.
So that's three fades.
So we need to talk about this. Did you guys, like, send your fucking friends text again? Eddie Rock,
I just told him, check out 200 Deep Story.
Oh, this kid.
All right, bet. And he said, like, oh, I got you.
I just don't understand. I just don't think you're...
When he said that he got me on the response, I didn't think he actually put me in there.
I just don't think you're a celebrity yet.
Well, I think what you think, Doug.
All right. Go ahead. The next one.
All right. This is my friend from all the way from Baltimore. Jimmy J said Mickey Mouse, bro.
Dude, I would fade Mickey Mouse for sure.
You fade him.
Dude, he's getting a swift uppercut.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
There's just something about... It's Mickey! it's Mookie, I'd fucking drop his shit if there's no tomorrow, bro.
Yeah.
It's Mookie, fuck you. And then
he's for sure fucking your bitch, bro.
I don't know, he's pretty good. He's loyal to the soil with me.
Alright.
You think?
I think so, but I can understand a fade if the reasoning's correct.
Uh-huh. Another, okay. Another friend of the pond, Lauren Frainer. She said your mom.
Dude.
I think she meant yours.
Dude.
Man, bro, you hit me with that your mom last episode.
You like that?
Me out that. I love that.
Like,
if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to it. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Ashley Primack said Chris Brown, and then she texted me later. She's like, "I said him because
she hits women."
Yeah. I was like, alright, whatever.
Yeah, that would have been a very popular answer in like 2012.
Yeah, you're late for that one.
Dude.
A little bit, but like she, or not Chris Brown, but Chris Brown was for sure fucking hated back in the day. I think he's relinquished
his hate,
and like now he's like beloved again by the females.
I guess he somehow, did enough.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean,
right.
That's not a bad answer. That's a unique answer, though. I can respect it.
You gotta read the next one.
I don't know who this person is.
Oh, so we gotta know people we know, okay. Olivia Fasano said Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow.
She knows, bro. She knows. I mean, that's a solid answer. That's pretty recent, anyway. Another follower by the name of Haley Parrish said Oleska. Resolution, bro.
She spelled your name wrong.
Yeah, it's all good. If you wanted to know, that's my name. So I know that's four fades for me. I had plenty.
You might lose all of them.
Right. Two of them are females, I believe.
Alright, go on.
What's your strategy? Can I just get your strategy real quick at those two female fights?
Did
you root with love? It doesn't change. Your fighting technique doesn't change, male or female. You don't
discriminate. I'm gonna switch from a traditional stance to go southpaw and then go for the leg kicks for sure.
These hands don't discriminate.
That's right, really.
Okay.
Next one.
Kay Tofty said Ariana Grande.
Which version? Now version or Nickelodeon version?
I would have to say now, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Nickelodeon, she was great. Yeah,
she got. I think she like said
she's like a bad bitch now.
Yeah, but like I think she got canceled like a couple weeks ago.
So did you?
Oh, I didn't hear
from who?
Us.
From us? Who did I get canceled?
No,
by?
You for sure been canceled a couple times on this podcast.
Not on this podcast.
Mm.
Cancel culture was for sure up for you.
Like who? I think we're mistaking me for Ali.
No, we won't talk about your past mistakes. All
right. Oh, yeah. I'm following it now.
Jasmine Wells said...
You guys have a good memory.
She wanted to fade Trump and every single Kardashian / Jenner ever.
Okay, well, we're not going to get too...
Yeah, we're not on here, so...
crazy, huh?
So next one, Cole White. You said The Rock. I don't know how you can fade The Rock, because The Rock is like... beloved. I think
I can see how you hate him. I can see how you
I don't think he can fight.
Can you smell?
He can fake fight.
But like, I love all of his movies. I think he's a good guy off the fucking camera. Like, how could you fade him? How would you want to stay? I don't know.
Because he fucking put the elbow down, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's all you need to say. Anyway, Ethan Keenan said, flow from progressive commercials. God damn.
I like that.
That's true, but she do be getting annoying.
You should get a condom for that.
Anyway, I'll send you a condom, bro. 2 inches deep. Anyway, and then this last follower, name of Abby Briggs, said Donald Trump again.
Political.
Yeah, some people are political. You just can't help it.
That's okay. Thank you guys who all contributed. Like I said, Drake St. Patrick, if you still want these fucking hands, we can run that. But to everyone that was involved, we really appreciate you, and we're looking forward to doing this again while Sadboy Zach is fucking dying over here.
We got bronchitis.
Anyway, let's jump right into Director's Cut. Video
Director's Cut, featuring Jerry Beckner. Absent.
Crickets. But I will fill in for Sadboy Jeremy Beckner.
Talk to us.
We have decided... Kind of, I have decided, but I'm not kind of, you know, like Jackson. I don't take credit for everything. But.
Whoa, and this is Ali Rock's podcast, not mine.
Anyways.
Get it right.
I decided that we should do this Jeopardy game. So we'll team up. Obviously, I'll be with my mom. You guys will be with your moms. My girl will host it. We'll make it all nice, fancy. We'll make it look, you know, we'll dress up, do all that. But we're going to split up categories. So there'll be questions that only our moms can answer. Yep. We said one
and
of
some
them.
Things that we don't know.
Should we tell them? Should we tell them what we're thinking or no?
I think we should hold off on it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So just
because they're pretty fucking funny. You know
no,
what
for
mean?
Sure. Yeah, we kind of want it to be a surprise, but we're gonna basically have categories that we can answer, created by our moms, and then categories that they have to answer, created by us. We'll come up with a prize for the winner and a punishment for the loser, both them and their mom.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to add on to that?
I mean, it's gonna be like basically see Jeopardy on TV.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And I agree with that. Like, here's the fucking thing: is like I'm a little nervous because I just don't want too much shit getting leaked out that my mom doesn't know about.
Here's what I'm gonna say:
try to refrain because you fuckers know.
You're not all
about.
In. You're not all in.
Oh, I'm fucking all in.
No,
but you
not.
Fuckers know a whole lot about me.
Yo, you're gonna see that question. We can't answer that. You can't do that, bro.
Oh, I'm, buddy, don't get this shit mistaken, buddy. I'm going in for the fucking W. My mom and I don't play.
All right, neither do I, bro. We're here to win.
Okay, so I'm practicing on fucking Quizlet. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be fucking ready.
I don't think you can do that.
That's cheating?
Yeah.
Nah, we're going to have
practicing? What year was your mom born?
1967.
That's too easy. That's going to be tougher questions than that.
Okay.
Ask me another one. I'm fucking ready, dog.
But I don't know the answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just be bullshit.
No, I'll fucking pull up the Facebook.
I don't need
right
you
now.
To do any of that. I'm just saying.
What's your mom's middle name?
Fawn. She took her middle name. Or she took her maiden name and her middle name and hyphenated it when she got married.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what my mom's middle name is?
She doesn't have one.
Gay? It's gay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because she had you. Stupid.
I don't understand.
Dude.
Where's the correlation?
Anyways, bro.
I'm just saying.
Is there
Mom
anything?
And I are fucking blasting all you guys, so you guys better be ready, and I'm gonna be dressed to the nine.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be suited up. Sweat suited
I'm gonna be
up.
Suited in boots.
Nah, that's right.
Sweat suited up, for sure.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking ready.
Me and Mom will just be matching fits.
Yeah, no, it's gonna look like we're gonna look like we're going to prom, baby.
We're going fucking professional. I'm wearing a suit. We're going to menswear now, so I'm gonna be
ready.
You're
wearing a suit or a tux?
Go ahead. Just to get handed the L. All that.
That would be a power move if I did wear a tux.
I'm not wearing a tuxedo shirt.
To answer embarrassing questions about yourself, bro? To get your mom to see your mom try to answer embarrassing questions about you?
Embarrassing.
I think exactly. My mom has a good grip of what's gonna happen, and I think she's gonna come to win. She's gonna know that.
I know you're going. He's going straight for like the hardest ones first. You know.
That's a mistake.
We're not gonna be.
Me, you know, we're all about streaking. You know, we're gonna get a couple 100s. You know, I don't want to tell you too much.
What? Okay, are we gonna decide winners and losers on like what a prize and like?
So that's what. Yeah, that's kind of. I feel like you were listening, but I said. The winners will get a prize, and the losers will do something.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think it should be included with your mother.
Okay.
Like the punishment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like you and your mom both have to do something.
I agree. Moms are equally to blame in this.
100%. If not more.
Exactly. Yeah. So, are we deciding on what it is on this episode, like right now? Or are we
no, I think time? I think we should do that. We'll drop that maybe on a Sunday episode, because when are we doing the video? Next week,
correct? Yeah, so everything's going to be in production, you know. So this week, last week we dropped our kickball thing.
Yeah.
You guys haven't gone and looked at that. It especially means a lot to me.
Sure.
But, I mean, for our podcast, it's actually one of our better videos that we've done, and we'll keep on improving, so shout
something
out to
something we want to do every year.
Yep, and like
it's we
mentioned,
bigger and bigger.
We mentioned on the video before, and we talk, Zach, Alex, and I, we always talk about it. We have a lot of shit planned. I mean, I've fucking said it probably 7 times in the episode, but, like, we have a lot of shit planned to do, and we want you guys involved. And the more and more that we can do stuff like this, and you guys allow us to do it, we're going to keep on doing it. So, but yeah, so last week we dropped that video. This week we're going to do our stereotypes, like we mentioned this week, and then next week, hopefully, we can get that Jeopardy done. Stuff like that. But we're going to have a plan for sure.
That's right.
Sure.
Anyway.
That's director's cut, right?
Yes, sir.
That's director's cut. Shout out B Hart.
Shout out B Hart. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck
next time
you're on
here,
payroll for. I don't know.
Committed? I think not.
That's right.
The Wendy excuse is getting, you know, it's getting old. Wendy
mix it up. Mix
Wendy's
it up.
You can't use it.
Done, mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, it is Wednesday, so, you know, that means it's habit of the week.
Oh, baby.
So, would you like me to start?
I'd like to finish this one off. All right. Okay.
I just got that.
You want me to start it?
Go ahead.
Wow. You said you wanted to finish.
It's all good.
Did he or did he not say he wanted to finish?
Oh, we weren't talking about me, but okay, go ahead, buddy. Please. Alan Rock said he'd like to start.
Oh, Alan Rock, go ahead. I thought you said, would you ask him if you'd like to start? And he said,
yeah, we're recovery.
Yeah, this
go ahead, Alan Rock.
My highlight of the week is Juice WRLD's album being released, posthumous stuff right there. I thought it was cool to see that. Good.
You're a big Juice WRLD guy, huh?
I was definitely starting to get into him before his passing, and then after that, I was like, damn, like, what more could he have done? And I heard there was like a, in his album, there was a song.
There was a, no, it wasn't even a song, it was like a recording of like people talking about him, and it was like one of them was like Lil Dicky, and he was like, oh, he just goes into the studio and it's an instant hit. Like, he doesn't have to like fucking think. He's like, I think of a song for 6 months and it doesn't even make like a top 200 or whatever. Juice WRLD just freestyles in the booth for 3 minutes and it's a hit.
What's your favorite Juice WRLD song? Saying.
On the album?
I told you it was Black and White.
Was that on the album?
I like Come and Go, and it was like Marshmallow and stuff like that. I thought it was a different sound. It's pretty cool.
I like how Juice WRLD like mixes in rap and like alternative and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's one of those.
We used to listen to like Marilyn Manson and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it's a really unique talent that you can do because those communities and those types of music are so distinctly different that now that they are mixed together, it's actually a really neat sounding thing. You know what I mean? I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And one thing,
a lot of alternative friends who aren't fans who aren't into rap, and rap fans who aren't into alternative, they kind of mix together, and now they have like a love child, and it's great.
That's right. One thing that I also liked from that was when he was, this is like before or after a song, I can't remember, but he was like, "Hey, I'm streaming from Instagram Live in heaven." You know what I'm saying?
That was sad.
And they say that, so yeah, it was sad.
That was sad. And I wasn't even a big Juice WRLD fan, but I was for sure like. It hit me in my feels, without a doubt.
Yeah, for real. Rest in peace, Juice.
Yep. Good choice. So mine's a little different because I'm just a different human being. And I'll probably get canceled for this, but there's this picture of the minivan. And it says, Class of 2020. And then it proceeds to say, you did it. And then it'd be like the driver's side, the passenger's side thing. It said, it says beat the children, beat COVID for the children, I think. I don't know.
It's tough to read it because
it's very tough, but anyways, what it says is beat the children. I think we should just bring back beating the shit out of the kids.
That's your highlight of the week.
It's my highlight of the week, man. Let's bring back beating the shit out of your kids.
And
some of y'all are fucking disrespectful, and y'all need a good ass beating from your parents.
I think
these are ballsy these days, bro.
Dude, what's going on with King right now?
He's
this dude trying to get me a hickey or something, bro.
Sweet.
I'm not saying I don't like it, but damn. But anyways, I mean, I think show of hands, we've all gotten our ass beat by our dads or something like that. I mean, I for sure
mom,
got
for
and
sure,
I, and
yeah.
I think I came out all right, man. I think I came out all right. I for sure got my ass whooped. Okay? That's
right,
just the tangent
dude.
I want to go off.
Hey, you hear me?
I just want to go off. I just want to go off that tangent. Beat shit out of your children, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's talk about your highlight of the week.
Barstool Sports Instagram posted it, and there was this guy in, like, the back seat of the minivan, and the door was open, and there was a couch on top, and it was, like, one guy on each side, and I don't know how they were, like, not flying out this car, because they weren't bugging.
Oh.
They were just grabbing onto this couch, and it reminded me, we were in Reno moving into my house, and one of my boys on the team had a truck, so like, yo, meet us at Sam's Club. We got this couch, the family room couch. We're like, we got this couch. We need to like strap in. And he had like the Y. He had all that shit.
Yeah.
So we strapped it on. Whatever. I don't know what happened, bro. My mom's driving behind us, so we're in the far right lane, like going like 45 on this highway because like it does not. This couch does not look like it's about to hold. And this shit like flies off and breaks. On the highway.
Damn.
Doesn't really break. Like, one of the armrests broke. But other than that, my mom sewed some stitches on and it was good. But it just reminded me of that story.
I like that. I've done some funny shit with my folks, like, regarding moving and everything. And that's, like, such a stressful time, like, trying to move and, like, make sure that everything... stay still.
Yeah, I remember
for sure.
We moved from Chicago. You know, it was from Baltimore to Vegas. And my dad got a semi truck and he just shoved three cars and all the cars were stuck with shit.
Oh man! And
fucking drove 3 days, bro. She was weird.
That's
I can't
weird.
Do that.
Yeah.
The worst part about moving to me is knowing that you have to like throw away shit and then like figuring out where the fuck you're gonna throw it away. Because I don't know about you guys, I don't always do the legal way of like taking it to a certain spot or like getting a dump truck or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, so you litter.
I mean, I wouldn't say I litter. I just find places to put my shit.
Yeah, well, I put a couch like behind the Smiths.
Really? Like that's a bold move because
like a leather couch.
Some homeless dude got a fucking king size bed for
that. He was sleeping like
he's living a large.
You got some girls off that.
That couch for sure has an STD on it, without a doubt. Now I wonder where that couch is, but like, it's just the worst we can find.
Pieces, I'm sure.
Yeah. But you wanted to finish off. Was there a reason?
Was there a reason that was my highlight? No, just I guess because it reminded me of that story of the fucking couch flying on the highway. That was about it.
There you go. Just brings back good memory. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about good, but it's a funny story now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now our next thing we want to do, and this is like all of a sudden, we don't usually do this on the show, but we have to.
Don't, baby.
Because our Twitter freaking DM, our group chat Twitter, was going off today because of one thing.
Dude, Zach was just saying some disrespectful shit, and I just didn't appreciate it.
No, you just had a misunderstanding of what I was saying, and I understand because you're not the brightest guy, so I understand why. You might not understand from an intellectual level. Oh, my ACT, I got a 28. What'd you get?
Not a 28.
Shut the hell up, dude.
Not even close to
a 28. I took that bitch like four times, though.
I'm an awful test taker. I'm not even lying.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I mean, I don't know. There's certain, I know, I don't know if I'll testify this. I know a little about a lot of things. That's
a good way.
That's where I rank my IQ level as. I know a little about a lot of things.
That's pushing it.
But anyway, I guess one of your boys' podcasts posted this or something.
Yeah, so they have a pretty active Twitter, and I try to participate in bring my celebrity status to their podcast and stuff like that.
Of course,
so you know,
check to their
so you're not a beloved celebrity, it's like we found out this week.
Yeah, a lot of people hate.
It's pretty fucking.
Yeah, they love to hate. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah,
but
that's true. They hate us because they're anus.
But so they did like a start bench cut type deal with a few other players. We're going to do our own on this podcast.
They did a basic one.
It is a pretty obvious one. It was a good one, though. Started a conversation between us.
Yeah, whatever
you want. But now we're doing a new one, so you want to say who the players are? Oh, you don't?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's hear it.
We got Davante Adams, Can't Guard Mike, and D-Hop. Start, bench, cut.
Go ahead.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Michael Thomas, for all you people that don't
know. Yeah.
Saints
who don't follow him on Instagram. All right, I'm starting Davante Adams.
I like that because I know a lot of people, and by a lot of people, I mean Jackson, are about to be so disrespectful.
Watch
to
watch. And I'm benching. I'm benching D-Hop. Can't guard Mike, can get out, dog.
100 mil, you can get out?
He don't deserve it.
Oh, wait.
So I feel like now is the perfect time for me to look, cut in. I'm going to fucking start D-Hop. And the reason, and this is why. D-Hop gets so disrespected because this dude has 100 catches each year and had, like, Brock Osweiler, Brandon Wheat, like, shady fucking, like, quarterbacks.
So Kyler Murray's answer.
Huh?
Kyler Murray's his answer.
1,000%. 1,000%. If he could get it with fucking Brock Osweiler and Matt Schaub and shit, I can guarantee he's going to get it with
Kyler Deshaun Watson.
So I'm starting D-Hop 1,000%. And I've had to deal with D-Hop for years. I'm a Colts fan. So you got to think, like, I should hate this guy that I have mad respect for him. I'm benching Davante Adams, but I still want him in the squad. And then I'm cutting Can't Guard Mike. And the reason being is like, I like Can't Guard Mike's story. I really do. I like his story a lot. I like what he stands for. I like all that shit. But like,
I just feel
like when he goes out there and bullies every fucking DB that guards him.
No, he's
fuck his story. Fuck where
he came
from.
If a DB holds him, by the way, he's gonna hands up like, dude, he's holding
me.
Instead of trying to catch it.
We're talking about that, you fucking boy. You started Davante Adams wanted to count all the fucking corners when he
yeah, but the ball was fucking overthrown over him. So he's fucking.
I wouldn't even say that. I just think that Michael Thomas is also a product of the system and that dink and dunk shit because Drew Brees hasn't fucking thrown a pass 25 yards deeper in the past like 5 years. So
Tom Brady doesn't throw the ball deep either, huh?
Who?
Tom Brady doesn't throw the ball deep either, huh?
Is Tom Brady's receiver on this list because he would have got cut? Thank you. You're being mad disrespectful with anybody.
Mike Evans is on his list, though.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I'm starting Can't Guard Mike.
Wow, what a turn of events.
I personally believe that behind Julio Jones, that's my guy, bro. We said we're not putting Julio on this list because that's too obvious.
I would bench Julio.
You would bench him? What the fuck?
I say some outlandish shit on this podcast. I get that, that was bad.
Julio did consistently for the past 5 years has been the best receiver in this league. Four or five years.
I agree.
Last year was a difficult year for him, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably because Matty Ryan was not good.
Anyways, I'm starting Can't Guard Mike. That's an Ohio State boy. You know I'm rocking with him regardless. All
right, whatever.
But that's baby Julio. 100 million. He's not a baby no more. He's a big dog. Devonta Adams.
Benching his ass.
He's on the team.
I think we all benched Devonta Adams.
No, I started.
You started? Oh, yeah, that's right.
D-Hop. Wow. No, I'm not fucking with you, bro. I'm fucking with you, but not.
Why?
None of those two.
Is it? What is it, dude?
D-Hop, to me, is the best route runner in the league. When AB left, when AB stepped out, D-Hop is the best route runner to me. But Devonta Adams' get-off is just like a work of art, bro. That shit is beautiful.
That is very true.
So I think he's not a better route runner than D-Hop. I wouldn't give him that. And Kangaroo Mike isn't compared to either of those two.
I agree.
But Devonta Adams is a bigger red zone threat than I think D-Hop is. And I think D-Hop is kind of, I don't know. He tries to be too flashy sometimes.
Yeah,
he doesn't drop a lot of balls.
He hasn't dropped a pass in 6 years.
Yeah, that's very misleading. Because come on, buddy.
How is that misleading? You either fucking catch the ball or you don't.
All right, but
it's not like every target
he fucking catches, you know what I'm saying?
If it's a catchable pass, it's either a catch or a drop.
All right.
That means he's caught every single one that his hands has touched. And
so he couldn't have made a play on one of those balls in 6 years.
Huh?
He couldn't have made a play on one of those balls in 6 years. He couldn't have jumped up. You're telling me he's been perfect for 6 years, bro? No.
Fucking getting 100 catches a year, not dropping a pass in 6 years, and having a shitty fucking quarterback besides Deshaun Watson, name one good quarterback besides Deshaun Watson.
Guess what all that shit just did for him? I got him cut on my squad, right? He's not on. So.
Okay. And it just got him a lot of money for the Arizona Cardinals.
Did he get him 100 mil? You know who did?
That 100 mil's not going to win them the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Katrina did.
Do the other one that we're talking about.
This one's a little more. It's my twist on this shit, right?
It's your podcast.
I said it's his knockoff game.
Yeah, he said LLX knockoff game. So it was like these are all players who could still play in the NFL but don't. And they're not signed.
And everything is involved in this.
Everything.
Personality, injuries.
Yeah. Are we doing prime? Not.
Yes, prime.
We're doing like they came back like they never left. Okay?
So live.
All right, so we got. So it's like sign. Put on the fucking.
We're doing Starbucks.
Whoa. No. Well, this is like my game. What's it? It's like sign.
I don't like I'm gonna have to agree with fucking Sad Boy Zach on that because it's like you should assign, invite to training camp, and release, and it's like
these
are all perennial all stars, and you're telling me I'm gonna fucking
We're talking about in their prime.
I'm gonna invite a kid to training camp as if he's not gonna make the team. Like,
yeah, come on.
My bad if I wanted to put a little twist on it, make it.
I just didn't.
Fuck you guys.
I just didn't like it.
Damn, bro.
This guy. All right, this guy's vagina sword over here.
All right.
Go ahead, do your fucking twist, buddy.
That's all good. You guys fucking ruined it for me.
Start bench cut. What are the three? Go ahead.
Josh Gordon, Dez Bryant, AB, Antonio Brown.
Top twist.
I don't know. No, I started off last time.
I got you. You know I'm a Browns boy.
No, oh, Jesus my God.
You know his dog pound.
Jesus
Christ. But, I'm like some of you idiots. I'm not delusional. I don't think I can go out here and score 2 points on MJ in his prime.
Yeah,
no, I don't think I'm going to have six.
We're not being absurd.
Exactly, I'm not delusional. But that being said, I am showing favoritism. But
there's a lot of buts in this.
But AB is I'm starting. All right.
Wow. Surprise.
All right. I'm starting AB.
Okay.
Josh Gordon, that's my guy, bro. You can smoke as much weed as you want. You can do anything. You're on the bench. You know, you're going to get some reps. Dez Bryant, you can get the fuck out, bro. You didn't catch that shit. You're not clutch. You know, you're injury prone now. I just don't need that, bro. I don't need you throwing up no X. I don't need none of that.
So he's not good or something?
I didn't say no. I didn't say none of that.
I'm going to start AB. I agree. Yeah. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to go spin some. I'm not going to fucking ride. I'm not going to ride Sad Boy Zach's. AB, you're getting cut, dude. You're a cancer to the team.
Wow.
He's not the most talented. He's not the most talented, but Ben Roethlisberger didn't like you. Tom Brady didn't like you. Get the fuck out.
Tom Brady liked him.
Not really.
So he's not ending up in Tampa?
Tom Brady loved him, bro.
Tom Brady and him fucking got foot massages and Robert Kraft and the other handies. I don't fucking care.
He's over here throwing with Russ, too, so.
I'm putting spins on
him. I think he's going to go to Baltimore.
I think they love him so much because he's just so easy to work with.
He's going to either Baltimore.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. He's a great teammate. He didn't fucking blame Juju Smith at all.
Not like that. It's like, hey, just lob it up and I'll be there. That's all it's like this.
Yeah, right. Anywho.
So you're cutting his ass?
Yeah, he's off the fucking team.
Wow.
Okay.
And that was tough because I like Josh Gordon, and I think he's been blackballed by the league. I really do.
For so long.
For something that's so fucking stupid, and it's not.
And he comes back and dominates every time he comes back. And so
I want to go. Last year was a little different, but each year he's
came back and produced.
Three or four games that he's played, he has produced.
Not dominated, produced.
But prime Dez Bryant was fun to watch, man, because out of Oklahoma State, he was fucking. He comes in and was doing punt returns, kick returns for the Cowboys, receiving, number one receiver. It was fun, though. I'm not a Cowboys fan by any means, but I'm a firm believer that he did catch it. That's bullshit. I like to play like real life football.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Dez Bryant. He's starting, and then
starting.
Yeah, and then I'll bench Josh Gordon, but I still want him on the squad. Then I agree with you in the fact that like I said, I think he's been blackballed by the league. It's not fair to him. I think he's a good human being. Just likes to smoke weed. Just like Suzuki.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he could come on the team, and I hope someone actually picks him up in real life though right now, because now
it
that you're,
too. I hope someone
now that you're allowed to smoke weed.
Wasn't he last in Seattle?
Yeah.
He was in Seattle. Yeah. He went to New England and then to Seattle, yeah.
And he wasn't bad with Seattle.
He wasn't
they
bad with
actually,
New England.
Yeah, he, was
he wasn't bad with New England.
He just got
he's
hurt.
Not bad.
He just got hurt. It was just one of those things where which was surprising that he wasn't bad with New England just because he's a Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like that. I hope he does get picked up by now. Because I think
I'll
he has
do,
an interesting story.
Even Dez.
Even Dez, I hope he doesn't tear his
Achilles.
Miles is a little different. I agree with you on the AB. Got to cut him, though. I'm going to have a conversation with him. He can't be on my team, dog. He means like
he's
a negative
A.
Well, and wasn't he annoying as fuck, though, in Hard Knocks, bro? Can we just all agree?
He was, but...
But he's not that good to be making fucking
shit. He's the most talented receiver on that list.
I agree.
By far, he's the best route runner on that list.
But Harvard beats talent for talent is what we're talking
about. You act like he doesn't work hard, though. That's what I'm saying. Just because
he has
a personality, he's getting kicked out the league. That's bullshit.
Well, look where his personality took him, bro.
I'm saying, but look where the media took him, bro.
Spins him.
Yeah, I don't need that shit.
Does Antonio, and this is like fucked up, but does Antonio Brown have CTE?
Isn't he what?
Does he have CTE?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so too, though.
But.
Which is sad.
Motherfucker can still play.
Yeah, but if you know that, let's just say that we all agree on CTE and you're
GM.
A GM, are you risking him? Knowing that, yes, he's a great player, but like, in your subconscious.
Me as a GM?
You don't give a fuck, do you?
So that's what I'm saying. Me as a GM?
Yeah.
I would care. GMs, I don't think they do.
They don't care. They won't win.
I don't know. You're talking about the subcon. I don't think they have any of that shit. There's so many GMs that haven't made a statement about all this stuff going on, stuff like that. I don't think a lot of them would lose sleep about doing that.
I don't think so either.
So
and
I
think at this rate, too, like what he's worth. I mean, because honestly, well, that's what I'm saying. And that's exactly what I'm trying to get to is like, if none of the shit happened in Pittsburgh and none of the shit happened in Oakland and all the post shit. He'd be the highest paid receiver in the league.
Probably.
He'd be the highest paid receiver in the league.
Probably, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's like now you can get him fucking dirt cheap, bro. Dirt cheap because he just wants to be on the team.
Yeah, a little 1 year prove himself contract.
He just wants to be on a team. You can pay him fucking
mil?
Like $8 million.
Yeah.
You sure you think he's gonna go to the Ravens?
Me? I think he's gonna go to Tampa Bay or he's gonna go to Baltimore, yeah.
I can't see Baltimore taking him because they already dealt with like Ray Rice and shit like that. They don't want another controversy on the team.
Yeah, but that's two different allegations.
Right, but still, like,
Every team's had an allegation of this, right, bro?
Pretty much, yeah.
But if you tell them that they can have Antonio Brown for a
they don't have Hollywood game, Brown, bro. Hollywood Brown's good.
Okay, bro. So he went on to play with his cousin?
Yeah.
Are they actually blood cousins, or did they just say that they're cousins?
They are.
SportsCenter says in like when they post, they say cousins.
I saw AB at
Joe Paul. That's a fucking lie. So hold up.
Did Barstool pay you to say that?
Dude, you guys are talking about me sucking on fucking down. Barstool dick. This dude said two things about Barstool in the past two episodes. So I don't want
to
hear it.
I'm just trying to get like you, big bro.
Antonio Brown.
You're such a real quick guy. I didn't say my phone. Oh, I'm starting you, man.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's... See, I love shit like this. It's like you write an article, but it's like, subscribe to this. It's like, you think I'm going to read an article for $15? Are you out of your fucking mind? I don't know. So go on. So finish your thing.
All right. I love Dez. I think he's the most dedicated player. He reminds me of like Ray Lewis for the wide receivers.
Wow.
Like what's your rationale?
He's hype. I think he's more of like a sign of like... hype man, like he probably knows he's not the greatest wide receiver on the team, but he was like, "Yeah, get your shit checked."
Whoa!
What the fuck was the guy's warning about over here?
He wasn't the greatest fucking receiver on the Cowboys team.
Cole Beasley, that guy was fucking.
Yeah, dude, Miles fucking Austin, bro.
No, bro. I'm talking about now if I bring him back, bro, because I'm still playing Miles if I sign him. But like, I think if he had saw wide receiver, he fucking coached him up. But I'm benching him. All right. Flash Gordon, welcome to the club, bro. That's
hey,
all that's
start.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I just been like, hey, bro, like, hey, you can, I'll protect you. Just smoke all the weed you want, but you got to ball out for me. He's like, I got you.
Zach, let me ask you this. How painful was it knowing that you had, like, a superstar wide receiver?
He has so much potential.
And, like, but such a shitty team around him. Like, as a fan, how painful is that?
It was tough because a lot of people look at his stats and they're like, well, he was leading the league in receiving, but you know how many games we were playing from behind? Like, yeah. To where it gets to, like, the halfway through the third quarter, we're barely running the ball. Like, it gets to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a dog.
Yeah.
And the shit that he was doing before the games, drinking, smoking, pills, like, he's not healthy, bro. He needed to do the shit he had to do. Like, I always talk shit like, like, we could have left him, like, he wasn't just smoking weed.
Oh, fuck.
He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was not healthy, and he'll tell you that, I'm sure, today himself. But... like, he was a dog, bro. He was in Cleveland that nobody's done for a long time.
If there was, like, no drugs involved or very minor use,
imagine what he could do so.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. How long was he, like, disbarred from the NFL?
Permanently disbarred. But
that's what they say.
He filed a reinstatement for, like, the fucking fifth time in a row, so.
But what was the previous one, like, when he came back from the
league? It's always
been. No, like, how long was it? Four? Five?
What?
I
mean, there's so many, bro.
He started doing it before he would test negative or whatever. Like, he would come out and, like, say, I need time, personal time, and stuff. Like, that's what he did with the Patriots.
Dude, I think the only to go off of, like, you know, him being this far so many times, and we can go on a tangent about this, we'll try to wrap it up, but, like, I think the only reason why NFL is making changes now is now they know a lot of fucking... you know, me being a parent, me having my own concussion problems, I don't know if I want my kids to play football. And I think NFL is kind of realizing that, holy shit, like, we have such a gym and, like, the greatest sport on earth, but, like, people don't want to play anymore. And I also think that Roger Goodell just saw how beloved Adam Silver was coming, because Adam Silver is, like, he is the epitome of what a player's commissioner is and cares strictly about the players.
100%.
And now that the NBA has actually gained popularity from that, because David Stern was a great commissioner too. You know, there's a lot of allegations and shit like that, but he is a good person.
Slippery Stern.
I'm just saying, but it's like Adam Silver has done, in my opinion, I don't think,
rest
I mean,
peace,
besides the fucking political shit that's going on with the NBA and the China stuff, I mean, we're not that kind of podcast. I think he's a great commissioner.
I think he's the best commissioner.
That's what I'm saying. And I think,
by far,
but I think the only reason why the NFL is adapting the changes and shit right now is because Adam Silver's so well liked. Because
100%.
I mean, remember when they fucking had a flag for celebrating and shit, and then remember that?
No.
Shit, you don't remember that?
No.
Like 2 years ago when it was a 15-yard fucking penalty if you fucking did any sort of celebration?
Oh, that stuff, yeah.
Except, like, that was Roger, that was your boy. And that was your boy who kept on kicking out fucking...
No, now that made, like, so much more money.
Celebrations, commercials, and celebrations. Like,
way more money. Like,
and that's the reason why they changed that shit, bro.
I think Roger Goodell is part of the fucking Nazi, if you ask me. I don't know. That dude's
a
part of
it. He's like, yeah, this is all. This is
he's one of the lizard people.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a real human being, bro. Like, he might be an alien.
Yeah.
Do you guys know how much he fucking makes, bro?
Roger?
Oh, pine.
Like, 50 mil.
No, way more than that.
No,
buddy. Is it? I thought he donated like 50
mil. Roger.
Yeah, he donated his annual salary.
Really?
Salary. 40 million salary.
He donated 50 mil, which he said was his annual salary.
So Dak wanted the Roger Goodell money.
Anyways, guys.
Too bad Patrick Mahomes got it. Anyway.
Oh,
all right. So that was our episode this week. That's our intermission report number 3. Every Wednesday. That's right. We got episode coming Sunday as well. Regular one Sunday.
Sunday. Fun day.
That's right.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you that much, boys. Always a good time on Sunday. Love you guys.
Signing off, baby.